Hello again to everyone. Again, my name is Chris R., and I am an alcoholic. We have one speaker left, one panelist left. Quick reminder, final reminder, if you do have questions for the panelists, to send them to the Zoom chat window, maybe delineate them with a word question or something so that the moderators can find them easily. And our third reading comes from page 63 of the Big Book. When we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer. Being all powerful, he provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his work well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we could contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of his presence, we began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We were reborn. That's chapter 5, How It Works, page 63. I would now like to introduce Belinda F. From, I believe, Louisiana, to speak.
Hi, everybody. I'm Belinda, alcoholic. Thank you so much. I'm just kind of the fill-in person today. You know, I didn't expect to be doing this. And Damien asked me the last minute when he sent me the reading that you just read. It's like I teared up, you know. Fellowship of the Spirit around the country and around the world has been so instrumental in my life and the people in it. But what you read was these promises, right? And I love the promises, but how does this take place? The first thing it says, when we sincerely took such a position, what kind of position is that position of quit playing God? I mean, Colleen and Mike kind of set me up for this, right? They did a marvelous job. But why do I need to quit playing God? You know, because the truth is, I believe I am God half the time. But when we look at a couple of pages before we get to these promises, it describes me perfectly. You know, a lot of times my motive is good. I want everybody to be happy and life to be great, right? And I'm trying to arrange the show to suit me, though. And if you're doing the things I think y'all should be doing, then everything's going to be great. Life would be wonderful. And Belinda, please. In the portion of 60 to 63, if I change it to Belinda, it says Belinda, me, 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 me. And that's kind of how I live my life, right? But if you do the things I think you should, or if you're living within my value system, I'm going to be okay and I'm going to treat you nice. But as soon as somebody goes out of my value system or does something I don't think you should be doing, all of a sudden I'm going to flip. And then I'm going to come at you harder. I'm going to try to control and manipulate the situation. Or maybe I'm going to try to get you to think like I do. In fact, further on page in those pages, it says, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world by managing well. Well, wrest means seized by force. I want happiness and I want to be satisfied. I hear people say, well, you want to be right or be satisfied? I want both. But what's happening is I'm stepping on the toes of my fellows and they're retaliating. And I think life's coming at me, but it's not. It's coming from me because I'm pushing harder. And the harder I try, the worse things get. And the worse things get, the harder I try. And on top of page 62, oh my God, this portion describes me sober, you know, because when I see I'm powerless, my life's unmanageable and I'm insane. My thinking's not right. The problem center's in my mind. I need to get connected to the power. And then it says selfishness, self-centeredness. That is the root of my trouble. The root, the soul sickness on the inside, the selfishness, self-centeredness. And one of my favorite lines in the Big Book, it says the alcoholic, and that's me, I'm alcoholic. I'm an extreme example of self-will run riot. Oh, so I usually don't think so. I think it's y'all. I think y'all are. It can't possibly be me. Besides, my motive's good. And this is repeated over and over in my life. And I like what Mike just said, is like, he's got to keep revisiting that step too. I mean, I do too. I got to get, you know, look at step one and two, because when I look at this once again in my life, I'm playing God. I'm trying to arrange everything. Further down right here, it says, so this is the how and why of it. But, well, I'm sorry, let me go back. It says self-will run riot. That's me, though I don't think so. Well, how can I get rid of the selfishness? Well, I can't wish it away, just like I couldn't wish alcohol away. I have to have God's help. And then it says, so we had to have God's help. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. I tried to play God my entire life, and I can still try to do that sober. Little disturbance, right? And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm playing God because I think I know. the thinking I know is what gets me in trouble, when I think I know how everything in life should be. And then it says, it didn't work. But then next, we decided that hereafter in this drama of life, God was going to be our director. And I forget that often. I think I'm the director of everybody's life. And all I'm trying to do is wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world by managing well. And a lot of times what I'm trying to manage is the ick on the inside, that soul sickness, right? And I think this whole process in step three can do this as well, is a transformation, a healing of the soul sickness. And it's like the journey through this, because how can these promises come true? Like it says, when I sincerely took the position, I quit playing God. When I finally surrender to whatever I've got going on again, it's like, all right, you know, and the only reason I'm going to do that is because I'm disturbed. I'd like to say I don't do this stuff to get relief. I do a lot of stuff to get relief. But what happens is when I do that and I sincerely surrender and quit playing God at whatever area of my life, the change happens within me. But if I'm trying to go out here, it doesn't work out here when I try. If I don't go within, I'm going to go without. So I like the end of that and promises too. It says we were reborn. Thank God I didn't get my old life back. Thank God my life wasn't like it was 6 weeks ago or last year or 6 years ago or 11 years ago. The transformation can continue to happen. You know, a lot of people go straight to the third step prayer, right? But there's such a meat in this stuff. And when I'm looking at how my life is driven by selfishness and self-centeredness, and I'm just like warring through people's lives sober like a tornado. And then I'm thinking y'all are coming at me, but it's not. It really is coming from within. So through this process, I got to keep going within. I got to continue to self-examine, because when I see I'm an extreme example of self-one run riot, well, then maybe I'm like, oh, all right, God, have this area of my life too. It's not just about when I first got sober. Well, that was obvious, right? But on a daily basis, I got to continue to stay awake and aware to what's really going on with me, what's happening on the inside. You know, I know how to get mad. That's kind of a go-to thing for me. But the truth is, I got to self-examine. When I get mad, I'm playing God. Because the truth is, I'm full of fear, and I got to figure out what the fear is so that I can go back to God. When it says in the actual step, it says, we've got to turn our will and our lives. That's my thinking and my actions. You know, there's a lot of things I don't want to do, even sober. And but those are usually the things that I have to do. I like right here when it says, we had a new employer. God's the one who's powerful. It also says in the big book, lack of power is my dilemma. I need to stay connected to this power. And it says, if we kept close to him and performed his work well, what does that mean? Well, one, to be of service, but how can I possibly practice these spiritual principles the whole program of recovery is talking about if I don't continue to self-examine and continue to quit playing God? But I have morals and philosophical convictions galore. I can't live up to it, even though I'd like to. And in the third step prayer, when it talks about the bondage of self, that is me, my ideas, my knowing, when I think I know. It's not, you know, even sober, it's not a self-knowledge program. Self-knowledge doesn't work for me. The people in this program and that belong to Fellowship of the Spirit who do a lot of those conferences, they always constantly are reminding me. I can hear Mary T, you know, Belinda, this isn't self-knowledge. This isn't an intellectual process. It's a spiritual process. And so for me, it's the journey of having to keep going over this over and over again. When these come up, try to stay awake and aware. And I do use, obviously, the other steps in order to try to stay awake and aware. And then when the prayer, I'm offering myself to God, all of me, the good and the bad, to do with me as God will. It's like, take away my difficulties. What are my difficulties? That's the ick on the inside. The character defects or the shortcomings, the things that stand in the way of me being useful to God and my fellows. It's like when I think of bondage, it's like wrap myself up in chains, you know, put my wrists in them, my ankles in them, and wrap me up. the bondage is just holding me down from being that vessel. Because if I'm not the vessel of God, I'm going to go back to living the complete opposite of what the St. Francis Prayer talks about. I need you to love me. I need you to forgive me. I need you to comfort me. And what is all that again? That's me playing God. The ego, I hate using the word ego. When people would first use that word, it would I would defend it. But ego is edging God out. I'm either better than you or less than you. But how can I get that false pride away and let the true self, which is of God, reveal itself, is to try to go back and continue on a regular basis praying and asking God to relieve me of this bondage of self, this selfishness and self-centeredness. What's really going on with me? I got to watch for my attitude and my actions so that I can have an opportunity to grow closer to my Creator one day at a time. I don't struggle. I don't live my life one day at a time trying not to drink. The problem's been removed. Those promises in the 10th step, they come true for me. These promises in the 3rd step, they come true for me when I'm sincerely taking the position of I'm not playing God anymore. So today I try to live that one day at a time, keep going back to my Creator, asking my Creator for help. Not long ago, my sponsor, I was telling her, I just want to love, I just want to love. I want to be loving. I want to be tolerant. I want to be kind. And she said, Belinda, you can't. You lack the power. And I'm like, well, wait, I thought that's what love and tolerance is, my code. I'm supposed to be this person. And she said, no, your job is to stay unblocked from the power so that the power can love through you, so that the power can forgive through you, so the power can comfort through you. And that's why when Damien sent me this today, right before, after this kind of started, it's so true. More and more we become interested in seeing what we can contribute to life. I don't do that on my own power. I feel new power flow in. I enjoy a peace of mind. I drink for a peace of mind. I can face life successfully, stumbling along the way. And I begin to lose my fear of today, tomorrow, and then thereafter. And one day at a time, I can be reborn. Thank y'all. Y'all taught me that. Y'all shared your experience with me. Y'all walked me through these things. One day at a time, one moment at a time, and throughout my day, I try to quit playing God. And when I continue to play God, I can just keep going back and doing this program. Keep going back. God, please help me. Remove the selfishness and self-centeredness so that I can be of maximum service to you, God, and my fellows. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you so much, Belinda. Again, my name is Chris. I am an alcoholic. Did not seem like you were unprepared at all, Belinda. That was wonderful. Very powerful. Thank you so much. Now it's time for the Q&A session. We have some time before the next panel or session of the conference.